Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Okay, so let's talk about penis size, and does size really matter? Well, let me just say this. I've never come across a super, super small one. So, you know, nobody's tried to fuck me with a Vienna sausage. I don't know how that would go. Probably not very well. But I wouldn't say that I'm a penis snob. I just like a good size cock. It doesn't have to be huge, ginormous porno cock. In fact, I've tend to shy away from that. I don't want to get stretched out, and I worry that, you know, if you start doing a lot of guys with big cocks, that's going to happen. I would say, and I couldn't even give you inches, but you know what's most important to me is the girth, because a nice thick cock feels good. Just the right fit. Kind of like a hand in a glove, you know, it's perfect. A long skinny one, I've had that, not so great. But, you know, it's interesting because the medium size, just medium size in length and girth, those actually tend to be the best for me, I found, in doggy style. And I don't know why that is, but actually those guys, now that I'm thinking about it, those guys were actually not super tall. They were kind of like my height. So they lined up pretty well. And, you know, they really, really felt amazing. I don't know what it was. I mean, YWS, I can remember one instance where, you know, he just has an average normal size cock, and he's not super tall either. In fact, I think he is shorter than me, which that I don't like. But from behind, damn, I mean, he was rocking my world. So I don't know what he was doing. It felt damn good. And I mean, I literally was just like on my tippy toes, like shaking. It felt so good. So yeah, I mean, it's really about in that instance and for the size part of it, it's really about kind of what you do with it. I mean, you could have a big old huge cock, and if you don't know how to use it, well, good does that do me? I haven't been with a bunch of guys that have really, really big ones. But now with this, you know, sexual road trip I'm on, I'm definitely curious. And I'm kind of becoming, you know, as I'm seeing more and more of them in a short, compressed amount of time, I'm turned on and excited by the big ones. And everybody that I've been with so far, they're big, but not super big. And like Whiskey, he had a really big one, but we didn't end up fucking. And so that was kind of a drag. I really would have liked to, oh, here we go. I'm sorry. You're hearing that little, my texting going off in the background. Speaking of a big dick, this guy who's texting me right now has a big dick. Super, super aggressive, though. I'm not sure I want to go there. And that's another thing. While I'm on the big dick subject here, or penises in general, guys love to hit you up with their dick pics. And you know what? I don't need 10,000 dick pics, because quite frankly, I just don't. And some guys obsessively send you dick pics. Now, if you're sending me your whole body, and of course your penis is in the picture. I want to take in the full view, no complaints. But if you're just zeroing in on your, you're always just like sending, cropping it or whatever, so that it's just your cock and here's how long it is and here's how big it is. One or two good shots that make it look as big as possible are good. Here's another, I know now I'm off on a tangent about this, but here's another side note. Sometimes I cannot tell how, from the angle, how big it actually is. Someone told me I have a really big, thick cock, and then they're taking a picture. I'm like, well, that looks kind of average. I got to tell you. You know, I don't, I don't say that. Depends on my mood. I might, depends on who I'm talking to. I might, like this guy who's texting me right now. I'm pretty abrupt with him. But he deserves it. He's kind of a, he's bordering on douchey. But the funny thing is that sometimes, I mean, you really can't tell how, and I'm sure it's big, but guys, you know, aren't thinking about their picture angles. Whereas women, you know, look, I've never sent a crotch shot to anybody, and I'm probably not about to start. But if I did, I mean, you could bet I would be like making sure, I don't know, that it, if that, like, if there was anything about it that didn't look right or looked off or one side was uneven or I don't know, I can, you know, I would not fucking send that shit. And it cracks me up because, you know, guys will send you anything sometimes, and bless their hearts, I know they're excited, they want you to see their penis, but think before you send. That's the only thing I'm gonna say. Like, really consider from a neutral party's point of view, if they're viewing this, does your cock look big? Does this send the message that you want it to send, yes or no? If the answer is even maybe not, don't send it. There we go. Okay. I'm done with my, that's my PSA for the day. But at any rate, back to the cocks. I pretty much like them all. A guy that knows how to use his cock is probably more important than, you know, the overall size in general. And then if you have a big one, I would say, you know, obviously there, you have to be careful with it. There's ergonomics involved, and you know, just speaking for myself, I am not super deep and stretched out, so you know, it's a delicate balance there. But I'm not gonna lie, it does feel good to be filled up with a nice, thick, juicy cock by a guy who knows how to use it, who's not forcing it, who just knows how to hit the right spots. When you get that combination, I can definitely think of a few of those guys. Man, is it fucking hot. Like, that's when I would consider myself, I don't know if it's the right term, but it makes you, I guess, like a, what am I trying to say here? Like a cock slut. I mean, you're like, you will think about that. You will want that. It will go through your mind. You'll get the shivers. Those guys are the ones I'm fucking lusting after. I'm hot for. I want it again and again and again. So it's just about how you're using it. Think about that. All right. Anyways, if you have any questions for me, you can reach me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.